Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
Good night.
What's going on? Why do you want to breathe, sir?
Because I'm sick and I feel like something's fucked with my lungs.
Chop suck, bud, man.
I feel work.
What?
You look at promotion.
You don't make a song.
Check me, check my boat.
Been taking those vitamins?
Not really, but.
No, sound like it. Yeah. I asked, no answer. It's okay. It's going to be recorded so everybody else know that this nigga don't love nothing good. But, safe. How the man doing?
The other day, some shit just happened to me, like, for last couple, like, I want to say a month. I don't know, I was just sleeping, and it's not because I fat Jaron, so don't say it.
It's that.
Nah, but. My nose didn't just block up, and I thought it's because like the winter, so like a little cold. But then like I started getting irritated in my nostrils and stuff, and then I started getting like blood and stuff. So I started, spitting all like gross ass mucus and shit.
You said blood?
Yeah, blood was like my nostrils didn't fuck up. So you know like when you get blood in your mucus, it's a different color.
No. I don't get blood in my mucus.
Yeah, can't relate.
Okay, well, yeah, it's my nostrils. But I think it's because of the welding.
What did WebMD tell you?
Cancer, diabetes.
One of them come from fat, you know.
Yeah. It'd be better off just being like, nah, I'm just fat. I would have, like, that's an easier pill to swallow. Must be now, cancer, diabetes.
Yeah, some they say they blame it on some lung cancer, lung something. So I was like, interesting. So then I started saying, well, how the hell could I get lung cancer? And I was like, definitely from welding. I doubted that.
From what? Oh.
Yeah. Fumes. Yeah.
I think about it.
So I kind of changed my timeline in terms of welding. I said I was going to give it 20 years, but now I changed to 10.
You need to just hurry up and join the union and done?
Yeah, but I talked to one of my welder friends and she was like, the union is kind of like a scheme because you have to pay more out to them and they're not going to best give you the best job. They're going to give the guys who've been there longer the better jobs. So you have to wait until you push them out and then the welders don't get pushed.
I feel like your attitude would give you extra points though.
I think so.
Like, I feel like that applies to the Joe that just wants to come in and clock in and clock out. I feel like it wouldn't be you.
I'm thinking about
you'd have to prove it. Prove yourself.
Yeah, true. My thing is, I'm going to just give it some time because I'm going to just try to get so much money as I can from the welding and try to push it back into Antigua as best as I can. Before I leave Canada, I'm probably buy like two sets of welding machines, one to put on a truck, other one to just have in a shop. Everything after that is just to secure some more money for a land or land a house. And once I attain that, I'll just move back. I'm thinking about moving to Alberta for a bit to see what all this is like, but I'm still giving it some thought. What's going on with y'all?
Me, same old. Well, I don't even know what same old is. I just been here. I've been mad busy. Busy. Oh, I just started doing what Lamb Dog do. I'm a poetry truck. And so I plan to do a couple days a week. Good days, I'm not really as doing other stuff. And just pick up whatever cash I can.
You be telling me business good with the truck.
Yeah, man. Yeah, especially over the holiday season. But now that it's gone, it kind of slowed down a little, but still enough work there to go around. I just want to get my foot in. So at least I have a couple people that will say, oh, yeah, me the card. And I go from there. So nothing serious start there yet. But I just, getting that going. And then I doing the diffuser thing. Yeah, that is, I wouldn't say it's slow. It's just not it's like I sell maybe a couple every week, or one or two. And if somebody might come in and want two, maybe next week I'll get it. But I made over $2,000 off of that already. And I just plan to really put that money back into it and just kind of let it do what you know. And then go from there. Right now, I'm just trying to find puzzles just to keep me busy for the time being until we actually get the apartments up and going. Bracken, too, on the weekends. You already know that's how that goes. Because apparently, somebody whispered to my ear that I'm gonna live outside. So
but yeah, is, you are always outside.
Yeah, but I need grass.
I heard it from a source that wasn't me. So I just want to put it out. So the source can hear that, my answer them.
I leave on Sunday.
Oh yeah. So what is this? Yeah, run us through.
Are you going to Antigua?
Y'all talked about this last time?
No.
Okay. So what happened? How did you come to this conclusion that this is what you're doing?
Boy.
Because OnlyFans never work out, so.
Honestly, though, is after I started hitting the gym, right? I just started feeling more macho, more manly again. And it led me to do more macho and more manly shit. So, like, you know, I went from the
First
gym.
First off, then... let me tell you a story for you.
Okay.
So, Jaron, after learning Muay Thai in November, right? He decided... Actually, is it November? No, let's just say November. September, right? Let's say September, he learned his Muay Thai. And Jaron got super confident and said, you know what, guys? I know I'm going to do next month. So he bought a costume, right? Turned out he was Batman for October. He was going to see a fighting crime, punching people, bringing justice to the world, right?
Billy was actually safe for one month.
For 1 month. And he's like, you know what? I think I need to fight for a country. So he decided to enlist. And yeah. They were going over his file and they're like, shit, how the fuck are we supposed to test this guy? He seemed too OP. So they took 2 months to come up with a test and they're finally ready for him. And now he's going to fulfill his duty as guardian of the galaxy.
So then my nigga, you're going to hide as a kick man as
well. Boss, I'm going to keep the gun now, but you know, really and truly, it's like kick the man.
The gun is to let everybody think he's a normal human being.
After my 4 years, I'm going to go do another 4 in the Space Force. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can be the most dangerous man in the galaxy. Anything I've seen a dog, he could get dropped. Just know that.
First of all, I believe them space bounties work a little different to check the jurisdiction kind of.
I'm telling you, boss, all I need is 2 weeks up there and problem.
Then, man, they put on bounty on your head. More planets for drop on your head to wipe you out.
So, but yeah, man, it's after I started hitting the gym, I just realized like I wanted to do more macho shit, and I've been doing more macho shit. It's cool.
I'm just climbing a hill. That's macho.
That's more endurance. Than the type of macho I want to go to. I want to beat people up. And that's really what I want to do.
You sound like a meathead to me. Is what that sound like.
See, you see what happens when you don't balance things out, everyone? If you go to the gym and get too much confidence, this is what happens.
Boss, I told her, Jaron, how I look at things, right? See, like how he said, yeah, just doing this make me feel a certain way, so this is why I want to do it. I told him the same thing as to why I just lift heavy. You check, come, you look on that way to be safe. You know better than me. Mugga lift, you check. And that's exactly what this man said to me, and I didn't see any problem in what he was explaining. So I just wanted to make sure that he's aware of what he's saying.
Bro,
so that's an acceptable purpose, John, is what you're saying. No, it was when we talked about it.
This is different. This is completely different. You looking at an inanimate object, right? I'm looking at somebody else with skills, and I say, I want to beat you. Bro, when I started the Muay Thai, like, it was pad work. And I was like, I was kicking with this dude who was bigger than me and everything. And bro, I got pads on and shit, right? And the man busts on kicking my leg, right? I swell up my foot. So I knew I had bigger things to do.
I lift up their weight and their weight look for me and just frig up my shoulder. So me say yeah, and then yeah. So we are the same. Prove me otherwise.
Yo, but what's really stuck, right? Since we're not fighting any war currently, I don't. What infantrymen really do is they just march around the place and clean guns.
That doesn't sound very much to me.
I'm going to be bored. Like, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be mad, right? I'm going to be mad if I give up 4 years of my life and they don't send me somewhere to bust gun. Because, boss, 4 years out of my life, like, I give up my civilian life to not go overseas and bust gun.
Okay, but suppose they don't have no war to fight. Boss, so they don't send you nowhere.
Then tell me to start one. Nah, nothing for me for go up on Twitter and find some kind of world leader for this, the boss.
Man say Putin soft boy.
Your turn.
You know I take that.
So Putin, you know how not going over there. I walk to your boy.
Personally, I would take that. If that was me, boy, tell Putin how them attack you in the army.
Man say, and I took that person.
Nah, bro, I'm really gonna be mad because like I really want to see like how this gonna change me. How am I come out to all of this?
As long as them man don't be after you and try and look up your history and everything and say, okay, Antigua, that must be where we can get him.
Because you don't want to know.
Style out, we look for you.
But my goal is to be one of those men in those pictures with their face blacked out.
A CIA agent?
Nah, bro. Nah. Those special ones who...
The special
ops. Yeah, the special ops. They send like four of them to go kill some major person.
Is this why we're warping?
No, not the warp. You know what? You have to wear the warping. But just do you see the pictures, boss? After they done do their mission and they buy the Black Hawk and it's like four dudes. They got their guns and their face blacked off because they just kill somebody big. Those are niggas that kill Bin Laden. Yeah.
Honestly, when they put those black paint and white faces, is it black face or is it acceptable?
In the case of camouflage, I feel like you can't really argue.
Or you can just get a bunch of black people and tell the white people wear ski masks.
I don't know if that works the same, but I mean, I get where you're coming from.
Tell y'all know. Because, boss, when I come back for one of my special mission, I'm going to be on Twitter like, yo, you know that's me. Niggas want to abduct me.
See, if you're not paying that $8, you're not going to believe you can have a real person. You're willing to go join Twitter, pay the $8 a month, and then prove that you are the guy.
I am that guy. I want to say you're not that guy.
Honestly, this is military shit. I don't feel the need to be putting my life. Or
yeah, you have no need. The only how you join is if Antigua blow up.
Yeah, if there's no other way, then I might, and I'm still going to find a way out.
See, like, bro, the Chinese decide to come to Antigua and just take over the whole Caribbean. Then you'll
bro,
have
I would dig a hole and live in it.
See, with me, bro, I don't know, man. I just want to do more. That's just it. I just want to do more. I just want to do something more manly. Like, I feel like my life, I started getting domesticated, bro.
What about teaching?
I want to see how the discipline going to affect you. I want to see this. I feel like you might be a different person after this.
Bro.
In certain ways, and I'm just interested.
I've been watching like YouTube videos of how the Marines, they do their thing. Cause like the army and all of that, they're not as serious as the Marines. When the Marines, they come, like you gotta stand up on the thing and the niggas, they tell you like, listen, right? From this date, you can't call, you don't have a name anymore. You have to address yourself as this recruit or whatever. I'm like, this nigga.
No, you and authority don't go well. So, Mr. Boy,
that cross on my now. Because the maggot say, drop again me 50 maggots. And Jazzy, like, who the fuck you call a maggot?
He said, yo, come to me, your face screaming at you and shit, right? And yo,
and
then
he can get nervous and chuckle. And I was like, I give you anything to laugh about. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you, boss. I've been watching. You're probably gonna be, you're gonna laugh in a man's face saying it's supposed to laugh.
Boss, I watched the man and them screaming at people's face, how bummer blow off their right? Face. And man, I spit in his face so fast. I'm like, yo, I am going to wipe my face and laugh.
Suppose the man Bret Hart.
And he just bun up. He just smile. You're crazy.
Yeah.
Put up my babes.
Yeah, your babes, man.
He had them.
The boy
I can hear that voice.
The boy identified us from the liquor snippet. It's unreal, right, Cadden? It's unreal, man. It's unreal.
It's like Cadden, day.
Yeah.
Put it on.
Cadden, them boys want to talk to you, but they don't want to talk to you.
Nobody really want to talk to you. I said, put it on.
All right. That's good.
Awesome. Well, go on, Cadden.
I'm safe. I'm safe. Everybody good.
Boy, I'm just selling my soul now.
Wow. Okay. How much? Well, what was the price?
I really don't know. It's what I get out of it.
two guns and face paint.
Okay.
And a chance to kill somebody high profile or die from the high profile person.
Nah, it's just too.
Like a decent trade.
Is it?
Mm.
To sell your soul? Okay, wait. Then, you sell your soul so you can go kill a soul?
No, you can kill a hype. Depends on who you kill. You could kill somebody that literally ain't shit. So it's not really affecting the world, you know?
Yeah, the only person right now is Putin. And nobody is.
Yeah, you can't really.
Let's not even.
I know we may go now.
That's not even.
Once you don't bring the war to Canada, I don't care what y'all do with y'all Americans.
What I really want to know is where I'm going to get stationed. Because if they station me somewhere like Hawaii or Japan, bro, then boss, may get a nice camera. May get an R-30. Like Hawaii, like I can definitely get an R-32 over there. And in Japan, then I'm gonna just get to R-32.
When they station people in those countries, what y'all really doing? Just watching the border?
The base is a big ass place. The base is, dog, is it? They have their own country.
I don't know why people join the army in the first place. Like, how much y'all getting paid?
It's not how much I make, no.
You got $12 an hour to clean guns. I hear actually a lot of sex happening in the army.
I hear that too. Nah. I hear a whole lot of STDs. They fuck around.
See, that's how they do it though. They get the STDs and then they go to the battlefield and fuck the enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Here's a suicide fucker. Listen. Okay, hi, bad chat, my people.
Man. You're right, sorry.
My bad. You know, but stand up for my country, man. Stand up for my people. You know, but Mill Talk number one, representative. Man. Can't wait to start use that hashtag on my TikToks.
So honestly, what do you think the experience is going to be like? Because you see, you've been watching videos and stuff about the whole army experience. Like, what are you really thinking?
I really don't know. I plan to go in there with an open mind and not to be too ignorant.
Right.
But the whole yelling and everything, I am going to need to get accustomed to that. And it's the basic training for me going to be 13 weeks. So.
Oh, that's crazy.
Wait, John joining the army?
Yep.
That's 13 weeks. I joined the army, joining the Marines, like a real nigga.
The man go pan water.
Tell him.
It's the whole training aspect where I gotta have to be in this, you know, this compo with like all these niggas in one big open hangar on a bunk bed for those 13 weeks. I feel like I'm gonna struggle with that because niggas snoring shit and I'm snoring right now because, you know, I'm fat right now.
First of all, I don't know what that means.
When you join the Marines, right, they have to do like a whole bunch of commercial diving.
I think it gets to that point.
They train you on diving and all of that.
Oh, I see.
And swimming and all that.
I kind of want to get like a commercial diving license.
So you just can't swim.
Yeah, you shouldn't have joined the Marines. That's just not
a If you can't swim, then they're not keeping you. The Marines and the Navy, they have to swim. You know, it's funny. I don't even think the Coast Guard have to fucking swim.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, pause. I don't know why, but the Navy and Marines is the same thing in my head.
The Marines, it's a branch out from the Navy.
So it's like they hand in both infantry and...
Yeah,
and,
so Navy, okay, Navy just awesome. Pure water. Navy just pure water. Then my lip on board. The Marines, okay. Them niggas, they gangster. They amphibious. So they attack on land, they attack on water.
Marines are them man. No. No, that's Navy SEALs. Okay.
Yes, Navy SEALs are some gangsters. Marines, they working on their raiders.
Who does be that man that would just walk out of water and you never see them enter the water?
Black Ops?
SEALs.
Oh, the Navy SEALs?
Okay, me said that you go for the work. I'm going to go for the same, boy. You look cool.
I thought about it, but like the Navy have an emphasis on education and bad boy don't know how to, you know, me and I'm math, man.
No. Pick your battle.
Yeah. I'm not a math man, so I'm gonna leave that where it is.
No, that is it.
I'll be a Marine Raider. 4-man squad, go kill whoever they tell me for go kill. Telling that when I had the picture and you see my face black out, because otherwise I'm gonna be bragging. Like they gonna kick me out the military because I'm bragging on the picture. I'm like, yo, you know that's me. Somebody gonna come for me and then they're gonna try to like torture me so that I can give up on the rest of my team.
Yeah.
You know? Had me in an interview. I thought
yeah. A voice changer. You check the guy had one with a voice changer. You can say, yeah, but it's my real voice. This is my real voice, so the bitches know. Yeah, I'm gonna tell all kind of stuff so they know. Yeah, me. I mean, Jaron, Tomlinson, yeah, Middle Savante, yeah. Oh, man, John, I'm fisherman, you'll be.
It's a big night. Kayleen, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine.
Kayleen, what's up? Y'all joined the military with me?
I actually wanted to back in 2018, but because I wasn't a U.S. citizen and stuff like that, like, it wouldn't have worked.
No, because they never had manners, so it wouldn't work neither.
Wait, say that again, Evan, I can't hear you.
You didn't have no manners, it wouldn't work.
Man, it would have worked. I was ready to wrestle and fight people.
Oh, you want to kill them like me?
No, for real, I'm not, I'm so serious.
We know you're serious now. We know you're serious.
When y'all hear Jaron over in Afghanistan with a cigar in his mouth and a bus gun.
So, if we see any pictures of you biting your foes on the ankle, what are we supposed to tell our friends? That's our friend?
Sir, I don't know that guy.
Why, ready?
Wait, which one are you joining? The Navy or the Marine?
Air Defense. Oh, Medical Service Corps, actually.
So, you're doing desk work or you're going out into the field?
In the field, whatever, that's work.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
gun.
Crazy.
He actually want punch bullets.
No, that sounds somewhat fun. I'm just thinking about like after and him suffering like PTSD and if his PTSD is gonna be mild or if it's gonna be like next level. And because how America don't really offer anything for like people who serve like that, like, you know what I mean?
Shit, you can just take drugs.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I've been doing research. They say they offer a lot. It's just people don't utilize the things that they offer. Oh. But I ain't gonna lie, bro. The other day, I was just sitting down talking to myself, right? And Timon, I was speaking in a matter like I already serve, and I have PTSD. I'm like, boy, I can't wait for come and tell that man, boy, y'all even know what I witnessed. Little kid ran up and just boom. Yo, what the fuck?
about planning for his trauma.
Bro, I know anything I witness, I don't think it's gonna faze me because I already picture it in my head and I'm fucking stupid.
I don't know why, right? But a part of me knows that it's going to be like super scary and traumatizing and there's a lot that's gonna go on or have to go on and stuff like that. But then another part of me makes it fun.
Because I've been telling myself
like a real life video game then.
Yes, bro. Because y'all best believe I'm gonna play peekaboo with the sniper because I'm gonna pop up 3 times and if he don't kill me, that nigga suck.
Question. Are you allowed to like choose like what you want to be or whatever, like a sniper or like I don't know really know much about the army.
Yes, kinda. Yes,
if you're good at it.
Yeah, because they got the different schools to learn the different, all the different trades.
So you know what you want to do?
Not necessarily. I was thinking basic infantry, right? But then after I saw all the different things I could do, I was like, oh shit, I want to be a mortar man. Well, I set up my mortar, blow up someplace, and then I can run it with a gun with my mans then.
Yo, sorry then, right? But you believe that you go inside the military, right? You make some friends, right? And then you find the enemy, you find the battle lines. And when you find the battle lines, when grenade come, it just so happen your partner get the blue for them. You think you can manage to go forward.
Oh shit, for real, like if you bonded with that person for real, and then they blow up right in front, like heads, brain splattered everywhere, split in half, feet flying in the air.
Niggas die every day, B.
But you've never witnessed a death.
What do you know about me?
No, you've never witnessed such a vicious death. I know you've never witnessed nothing as crazy as that.
Yo, Jaren, do you fear death going into the military?
Jaren, no.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. No, that's
thing. This is the thing, right?
Do you fear death? Have you come to terms with the possibility of you dying?
I'm not necessarily afraid of death.
Or you're not thinking about
it. Like, since I was a kid, I did a lot of things that could have killed me.
Yeah, you were a kid.
And I haven't died.
I feel like how kids think about death is a bit different to, you know, as become an adult.
I'm an adult now, right? And I know death. And I know that death is going to come at some point. Mm. Right? But I don't think I'm really afraid of it. Plus, my life is very fucking difficult. I am broke. I don't have the fucking...
So you're suicidal.
I don't have the physique that I want. This is a lot of shit that's going on in my life that I'm not necessarily happy about. So if I do die, it kind of get me out to that
like
shit.
Like it's a win? It's a win?
It's not a win because I want to win in life.
Never mind.
But...
But you said...
Okay, so what kind of physique you look like?
But it's just done. So, you know, I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Me will look for you and say, well, me wish me, you know, when I say, me do that. I'm be grateful for how me look, you understand me? And you have to go through life with gratitude, you get me? But
yeah.
Nevertheless, you say, you know, the physique, what more about your physique you want to accomplish? Why are you not happy about it? Why are you not happy?
It's not that I'm not happy, because I'm definitely happy and grateful for all of my progress. But I have so many more goals that I'm trying to achieve.
Like?
And it's hard work.
Like it's great, but it could be better like that?
Like a muscle-up, right? Like I want to do a muscle-up. I want to be able to do a chest bar pull-up without excessively arching my back. Because when I arch my back, the way that I arch my back, I have to, like, bro, I essentially push my hip. Like, yeah. I'm trying to try to dig deep in one pump. Mm-hmm. So I have to do all that in order to lift my chest up, to touch my chest to the bar.
Oh, wow.
And I don't want to do all those type of things.
Describe that again, you know?
So, you know, like, I have a whole lot of different goals that I want to reach, and I think about these goals all the time.
So basically, it's great, but it could be better.
So if I die now, I don't have to worry about the goals.
You're saying you can only accuse them if you're going in the army.
No, I'm saying if I die, then I don't have to achieve the goals.
I have a question. But then, How do the rest of you guys feel with the possibility that a couple years, well, not, I don't want to say a couple years from now, but like, you know, in the future, you hear he died on the, Jaren died on the battlefield. Like, has, how do any of you guys feel about that?
Me assume he did do some chupiness, you check? So, you know,
I truly feel like if I die,
I would light some fireworks and salute him.
I truly feel like if I die, it's because I did fuck
this. Yeah, what the reason?
Because I'm telling you, if a man tell me a sniper somewhere out there, I'm going to pop up 3 times. Yes, bro, I'm giving the man three.
John Peebo, which way did? Over so.
But that John is being fun right now. John, I just want you to know all of that is a lie. I feel like you would be a bit more serious than that.
This my... I am hoping I'm more than that.
Your hope.
This man up there start emoting, so say, what's my bill? What's my bill?
Sachiman, how you feel with the idea that... Sachiman, question. How you feel about that? Like, him going into the army and there's a possibility he could die and blah. Like, how do you feel?
This is the thing. This is the thing, right?
I can't feel nothing for Timon, the living right Timon, now.
Timon. Me ask Timon a question and Jaren just a chat.
No. Timon can die tomorrow just going outside. He walk, he slip on some black ice and broke his neck.
Check, I'm fat. My ankle's
That's
weak.
That's true. I just wanted to hear Jaren, I mean, Timon's side of it. Because, like, if my sister was going to join the army right now, I feel like, yeah, she could die anyway. She could maybe die in her sleep right tonight before she joined. But at the end of the day, like, that's my sister, and I'd be...
It's weird to worry about death.
I'd be somewhat, like, dang, like, no. I feel like because me and my sister have, like, a bond, if she died, I'd be devastated.
I think you just shouldn't be worried about death. Appreciate the person while they're alive.
But yeah, I am. You're telling me, question, you're telling me you've never mourned the death of someone close to you and your family? Like, yes, death is inevitable, but...
I've never worried about somebody dying, but I have mourned death. And I think I get over, maybe I don't mourn it properly, but I get over things really easy.
I don't know. I can't say nothing yet. I haven't really experienced a severe
I feel like for me, loss. Because I have a few relatives in the army, I feel like if I found out that Jaren died, it'd be like more of shock. Like, dang, like I knew that was a possibility, but dang, he's dead. Like dead yeah. For real. Like it'd be like that. Like, dang, you know, that kind of thing. But that's it. I'm not worrying about him. Like, oh my God, he's going to die. Like, why did he do this? Like, blah, blah, blah. But if I did hear something, like if Timon came to me and said, well, Jaren died, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'd be like, dang, for like, what? Like, I knew it was a possibility, but dang, he's gone for real.
How you let he die before he gets on peace? What's wrong with you?
Hey, you are a stick. Without fail. That is crazy. This girl fully.
See, John is securing his no sympathy case with Kaylee. Yes, nah, but I don't know. I feel like if John go after war and God forbid he goes and dies, I feel like I'll have to deal with it then, not now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get you.
Like, and I'll be sad because he's not around no more. But at the same time, I won't be sad that he died because. He died doing something that he wanted to do.
Yeah, he made
decisions. It's not like he was caught off guard and he was, you know, wasn't in a place where he wanted to be, and you know, or he was just at the peak and he was about to be great, and then he wasn't able to be great because of, you know, if the man fully engaged in what he wanted to do, hold on, and the boy dead. So you go.
If somebody die in the military, right? They pretty much signed up to fight for their life, you know. True. Like it's completely different. It's different from me just walking down the road and then a random knife crime, a man come and just stab me up to fucking
death. It's signing your death sentence or
yo, what is that noise?
Yeah, I think that one coming from Everin, his background kinda loud.
But Jaren, this is something you wanted to do for a while?
Not really. It's not something I wanted to do all the time. It's after I started getting back into fitness. That's when I just realized I wanted to do more manly shit, more gangster shit. So it came down to this after Muay Thai.
First off, if you want to be manly, what? You can have 7 kids and provide.
Make quit the gym. You said this about the gym.
The legality, go to the gym, and then worse, you feel powerful after PR. So after they hit the PR, I'm like, you know what, boss? I can go do some clapping pull-ups. Turns out I can't do clapping pull-ups. But I can do a lot of pull-ups. So I said, you know what? It's time for me to go fight. After I was fighting, I'm like, yo, Mwanga bus gone overseas.
You sure? I had too much free time. You just
damn. So when you're going off, when you're going off to boot camp or to join, like
tomorrow,
Sunday.
Tomorrow? Oh, I mean, what? Oh my God, that's soon. I thought he was gonna say like in a month's time or in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, the boy born ready.
Right. Kaylin, just sound sarcastic, no shit.
Kaylin, no, I text.
I'm not being sarcastic. I'm dead ass.
I don't text everyone.
Maybe because.
I text everyone and ask everyone, yo, you think I can do it? I feel like he can do it. Cause he say he kinda see it coming since I just started doing more shit outside.
I kinda saw it coming. And then
I call them niggas right after. So if I die, everyone is the one who sent me to my death.
Yeah, I can't take that responsibility. Come and say, yeah, he never had to work for the No, I honestly feel like you can do it though. Like, I know you're physically capable. I know it's more the discipline and you and them getting along that I'm more concerned.
Honestly, he just have to go and meet somebody that's competitive and then he and that man go compete.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's it. If you find competition, that's a wrap.
Check.
I just hope he don't die.
Hey, you didn't plan for the trauma, you should have planned for that.
Yeah.
This whole thing that about Wendy said, I'm a solo unit. It's me, myself, Jaron, and Tomlinson.
Yeah. You know, life is, you know, that's how exactly it could be. Jaron, go make that one man day competition and just strive. He didn't even care about the military, he just care about beating that man day.
Like, check, that could be a new part. And when
that man is dead, if that man is for dead, Jaron, I say, well, I have nothing left here. Retire it.
He said, if my partner, who is my rival and equal, can't do this, I can't.
Yeah.
When y'all see me come back, I'm gonna tell y'all I am a Marine Raider. And they like, bro, I'm like, yo, I wish I could tell y'all about this mission, but like, yeah.
But real quick though, since you're talking about Jar going to the army and people dying in the army and hopefully not Jaron, what y'all think about the afterlife?
I told you this before. I feel like you go to hell and you burn and cleanse, and then after, I don't know what happened after that. I never really put any more thought into the fire. Aside from the fire cleanse you.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Wait, you said that with my old man.
Fire cleanse you?
What
you?
That's what I got from the Bible.
Fire cleanse you, turn you into a good person?
Or burn you to death? I know in the Bible, like, fire always represent cleaning. So I just feel like it clean you, but...
Cleanse the earth of all the sinners?
If it cleaned the earth of all the sinners, what happened to the remaining whatever?
They're not going to be in hell. Power.
The badness get burned out.
Hell is going to be on earth. They're not going to be on some...
Wait, what?
If the badness get burned out, what else there?
Wait, so, Jaron, what you're telling me is that hell is supposed to, like, what, cleanse you of sin and then you become a good person and end up going to heaven?
No.
I didn't say that, but I say I feel like hell...
Jaron, don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't say that. I told y'all, as far as I know, fire clean things, right?
The planet goes burn up, like, because of global warming, and then everybody can go to heaven. Sorry, is somebody chewing?
Nami. I don't know who that is. Nami.
I hear it, and I don't know what it is. I can't not hear you laugh.
We're in a biscuit. About no, chew, no fuck.
We're chewing cut.
Mm-hmm. A ching gum.
What is Khalid?
And then tea biscuit, man. Then jai.
A Shirley biscuit or bimbo.
Yeah, boy, I'm Pringles, boy.
I'm Pringles.
You put your work for them Pringles, then, boy.
Why the boy didn't knock the Pringles for about 10 minutes?
No, I got the boy over there, and I'm in ball.
Khalid, you have to take a handful of the Pringles, you eat that, then you go out cool for like a 5 minutes, and then the boy like, you want them have an entire can.
Man, I've been trying to figure out how mortality and what happened afterwards. Man, I'll be...
Yeah, I don't really put too much thought into that afterlife because I am not sure if I'm going to be conscious. Like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to remember anything that happened in my previous life. So why worry about it?
You see, that's all speculation.
I don't know what you were taught at your What,
Batman? No, I was just saying, John is making a whole bunch of speculations in a negative direction. He's saying, I don't know, and this and that.
John,
and that,
guess
and...
or something?
Oh, yeah, that's what you're doing.
What primary school he used to go?
A lot.
Hey, no. Okay. Good.
What primary school he used to go?
He went to two different, no?
I went to Newfield and, what that school they call St. John's Catholic.
Government school.
I went to St. John's Catholic.
That's what they taught you in St. John's Catholic?
I don't know what they taught me in St. John's Catholic. In St. John's Catholic, I went there in grade four. I went there in grade four, and they was bullying me in grade four. So I started skipping school.
How you let them man bully you? I thought you was, I don't know why, I thought you were one of them kids that would beat people, like fight people. Like everybody messed with you.
No, you gotta understand. I came back and I fought them. But they bullied me. They bullied me when I first got there. Because I'm a country man now, so I'm like dusty and black. Like, if it did dust me, like plenty of dirt would have just fly off my body.
Oh, no.
So when I say them, I went in on me, they really did. It really hurt my feelings. Because all my time in Newfield school, my partner, they call me ugly. But it didn't mean nothing because they're my partner. You know, them man, they just love my and they call you ugly. But then you go somewhere else. Random people call you ugly. It put things into perspective. Like, it really hurt. They really broke my confidence.
What's that? Can't let that slide.
Imagine now, this girl is black and she may have this tint, but she like diesel. And she call me ugly.
What school? What preschool? Clean preschool. Primary school you used to go, Kayleen.
What primary school I used to go?
Adventist.
I used to go to TOR before for like a year. Like when I was like four or something, three or four. And then I came to Adventist school when I was like five, I think.
Kali went to Newfield. Mm-hmm. Nowhere else.
Just Newfield.
I think I left Newfield school because then they try put the school and them together. And they were... it's talks that they were going to get rid of Newfield school and then send out go Bethesda, but then they send the Bethesda people in Newfield.
Dad, that just happened recently. What are you talking about?
You wonder.
No.
And look why you done school, man.
I'm also Khaled, how we go there? Then the Freetown people, then start go Newfield. Some fuck, man.
Dad, people just in there go school. That then every day worry.
He hears somebody else's story to take it into his own.
No, because that's what I swear, that's what Geraldine tell me.
The giant Newfield and Bethesda, because Bethesda is not 900 ton of people and so forth.
And now Hurricane took out the roof and they never build it back?
No, the school there now, but I think maybe something so, but then just, and a ton of students.
Yo, here, right? Me only tell you what me swear Geraldine tell me. Maybe I was not listening to Geraldine. That's probably what happened, but that's what I swear she tells me.
But when she tell you this recently?
Yes, because I see Geraldine about 2 weeks ago, or a week ago.
So she tell you this recently, and you 9 day school. You 9 day go primary school, so how the hell you think and that's why you 9 day move?
No, brother. Must say, my ask she why she moved me out of the school. Cause my may sit down, Geraldine, and I may they have a conversation. Cause my they tell she how she ruined my childhood by sending me to one school for get bullied by privileged kids while me like a dusty youth man. That was our conversation, and that's what I swear she tell me. But the real reason she take me out now, cause after she and John, you know, the split ways or whatever. You know how woman behave now. Me need my man. Me an independent woman. She can take, she pick me out of fucking public school now. I'm gonna send me to one of the most fucking expensive private schools.
Cause she want the best for fuck her ungrateful son.
It wasn't the fucking best.
Right?
It was the best. Just not for you.
Brother, Ross, I was.
Which should have been the best for you, but.
Yeah, which should have been.
Yeah. That man terrorized me in the bars.
You should have turned the other cheek.
Yeah.
I'm going to see some of them on social media now. And sometimes I feel like for a DM them, like, yo, pussy. You know who this is?
I did that shit the other day. You're right. You should do it. No. Man, bang me in a foot race, no fuck me tell you, yo, race, so come on again. Who?
You know what's interesting, Kadin? Jaren got into a beef with his ex, right? Mm. This man pull up one of my blockers and say, bitch, where you at? I'm on your block, right? This guy at the time was in the army, or at least went through the army. Man, pretend she could have had guns. And Jaren still tests this man. So when you join the army, you gonna give him a shout?
You don't even need guns. They train you to be the machine when you go to the military. The gun is a tool. The man is in a threat by himself, and Jaren can't nothing.
Nothing.
I was certain I could be that girl.
At the time, the man didn't what's no more time, nothing.
I was certain I could drop that nigga. And to this day, I'm still certain.
So, Kayleen, everybody live in the delusions.
Alright. Bye.
Listen, right? Me go up, pan. We go up in Antigua on the east side, a fight. Yeah, a fight. You know me, boss. My knockout a pit bull before the dog. I jump over the man fence for the teeth, the plum. And the fucking pit bull come over, they run away. From pan and then jump over fence. Jump fucking what? Bomb the dog in the face with dog. Hey.
I would have been panicked, huh? Imagine, my owner tell me, guard the yard. And I'm going over here doing my job and I'm going to punch in my face. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, you get punched on the clock and you do it. You stop work.
You check?
You stop work.
I don't sign up for this.
When you fight a pit bull, nobody can scare you.
Yeah. Where they have this man and his son came down to die for us. So I feel like you need to fear him. His name is pit bull? Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
He ever fight a pit bull?
He fought water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He walked right over that bitch.
Well, I never drowned, so. Lord, don't smite me.
Boy, I'm in a while for laugh.
You can't laugh. You can't laugh, boss. You have to realize now, this ain't the Old Testament God now. This is the New Testament God, so he forgive me.
Check, what is it, 70 times 7?
I'm a repent. Don't worry, I'm a repent tonight.
John still got chances.
Yo, I ain't a believer. I done passed 70 times 7.
Well, okay, you see?
It depends. On what he considered. Like, my little lies, because if he consider my little lies on them from since me a youth, I'd be passed a long time.
You see, I feel like we all accountable for our interaction. So maybe we have 70 times 7 with people. So I can lie to you like, I don't know, 600 more times. It's just our individual 70 times 7. I don't know if the God counting. Because like, what are we really doing? We're doing sins against God to be forgiven for. What's the sin?
I'm so confused with what y'all explaining right now.
In the Bible, it said you need to forgive your people 70 times 7. Like, it's just an analogy, right?
Yeah.
But like, if there was a specific number that of sins that you could commit, and then God's like, all right, you're at the end of the line, you die. Like, where we at?
But isn't there something like that though? But isn't there something like that we have a certain amount of sins before like we probation close or something like that? Like, that was what I grew up learning at Adventist school and like
that was different
church, that we do have like a certain amount.
Couldn't give us a certain amount and not give us a warning. Like, you get a nightmare, that's it. Two more sins.
We talking about the same God right now?
No, my thing is like the retribution, the time for atonement or whatever. I feel like that's more on an earthly scale. Like in 2024, yeah, there's no more forgiveness. God put all that shit on pause. Yeah, everybody committing sins, and he just like, I just ask God for forgiveness. He just like, well, yeah, your message is not coming through.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
That's not what you call the close probation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he gave you a whole bunch of time to get it right. Like, why should you run it up right to the clock? No, the man, stop that bitch. Is he coming? He coming in 2050? 2025. So you lock off. All selling the tickets. In 2024.
That's why I'm joining the military, so that I can own up to everything, boss. So that I can be manly enough to admit my faults and my wrongs and
your
not
masculinity
do anything ignorant.
Is tied to serving in the army?
No, but my masculinity is tied to my kind of like a character. Like, I feel like a lot of times when I lie, I wasn't being manly. It's because I was scared of what was going to happen. That's why I lied. And that's just not manly.
I don't think that lying has anything to do with manliness. It has nothing to do with manliness. Because then if we take that logic, then all the times I lied, it was because I wasn't being feminine. I don't really know what you're getting at. I feel like
I like to defend my peace.
I equated it, my masculinity, to my character.
I'm an enemy.
Yes. But like, I lie because like, I kind of scared of what could happen if I say the truth, something like, you know, and that's not manly.
But I don't see how that's tied to being manly. That's what I was saying.
A man should be able to own up to his sins. You're supposed to be able to be yourself, represent yourself each and any and every time. That's who you are. So you shouldn't hide it.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
So when they get the full strength, you can just tell anybody the honest truth and then punch them if they feel a type of way.
More or less.
Yeah.
More or less.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was.
Because you're living your truth.
But you can do that now.
Agree with me or I smite you.
That's something. You can do that now.
See, I don't think I have it in me yet. I don't have that full confidence yet.
And before I went to the gym, you were testing the whole army, man.
Why? My question, why? Why you feel you don't have it in you yet?
Because my tail kind of frayed, little.
So you believe going to the army and the turn off that fear?
Yes, I hope.
So when you go to the army, you get more fearful.
Wonderful.
I'm come back and put my tail between my legs.
When I come back, I cannot trust human beings.
Mm-hmm. Remember telling the same little kid?
You check?
I'm like, the boy, I saw a cute little child, and he blew up.
The boy could be walking across a preschool and see a bunch of kids. I start punching them. Trauma.
Yo, so when you're going, then they take away your phone?
For the 13 weeks, then take them away. So, yeah, I'm gone for 13 weeks. 13.
Oh, 13.
I'm going to just start chat for a creep on Facebook now. Then go forget me.
Yeah, but see,
they're going to
have to come back. Yeah, I laugh and someone say, wow, the boss getting back.
Who?
Huh? Mind your business, Timon.
It's our wee ex-client, that's what you say?
Lord. Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. This funny, I was talking to the other day now. I was going to tell him about the podcast, but I was like, you know what? Let me just mind my business.
If you tell you about the podcast, what exactly are you going to talk about on the podcast?
She's not studying to be an engineer, like an electrical
engineer.
I don't
know, but her life seemed exciting.
He seemed different than us, definitely. Plus, Casey was always a talkative person, so anything possible.
Yeah, I'm out there hours ago.
She in Antigua right now, right?
Last time I checked, she was in St. Vincent, I think.
What she do over there?
School, police, I don't know, something, family. I don't know, she said she was over there, stay with some family, me, thinking school, she's doing something. I think I mixed that up with Kiara, the police thing. She wasn't studying like law or justice.
I can't remember what she said she did do.
Ask everyone, he would know.
Is clad in by everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, why the whole year talk to the man for the podcast?
Actually, Evran is very good at impersonating voices.
Imagine I tell Evran, yo, put God in and talk and have a conversation. Evran, find it as an excuse for go on.
Eat.
Evran, the rate on.
I'm
going to know that.
A chance. If I enjoy you all for myself, I don't share with nobody. They're going to say I'm selfish.
The real question is,
do you mean being out here?
Which part of the mansion are you right now? Football field?
Boy, my up with the second miles, boy. My up with boy.
Ah, we need to go sit next to the router.
Yeah, wow, me have full bars.
I need better internet.
You need to get whatever Kaylin get in.
Oh, Kaylin in Antigua?
Yeah.
Surprise. I guess we call it Kaylin.
Canada.
Minnesota.
Antigua. Canada?
Minnesota.
Out of the Minnesota. Two guesses.
You're wrong both times.
Damn. He in Minnesota. Minnesota.
Yep. Who are you talking about?
Khaled.
Yeah, he didn't move to Minnesota.
Where
Evan? Guess.
I know you said he was in Antigua at one point. Mm. Wait, no. Khaled told me that they went out.
Khalid.
Not Khalid. Khalil. I'm sorry. Khalil. Khalil told me that he, Evan, and somebody else went Vice. I think Khalil, it was New Year's Eve. Khalil, not Lambert. Lambdog. Oh my god. But yeah, he said that he was here around Christmas Eve. So I'm guessing that everyone like spending a couple days in Antigua if he hasn't already left.
There's everyone, you never really know. He probably on the private jet right now.
Yeah.
You understand?
He in the private jet flying around the living
room. No, let me go stop. Let me go find out. I'ma tell y'all where he at right now. Hold on.
Yeah, we all find my friends.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Everyone, you know, do that to him on the bus. It can't have that. Can't like that.
You want this guy down, hacker?
Dangerous things I know. I talk about. Oh, I just want to make sure you're safe. What are you going to do if money's safe?
Yeah.
Call police.
Exactly. You know?
See, I don't know what this information will do to you, but somebody getting married on 4th Street.
Yeah, everyone probably gone back by now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he back where he was before he came for a short little army.
First off, how you did do this so quickly? Like, that's impeccable.
I went to his socials. I looked at his tags. I looked at the date. I looked at the text message from the last time somebody said they were out with him.
Uh-huh.
And calculated that. Yeah.
Okay.
Boom, bam, bam.
Couple seconds.
That's actually pretty impressive. Like, how often you use this skill? Yeah, yeah, no, it's sick. How often you use this skill?
I'm like a little FBI agent. Often.
And your success rate is like what?
Pretty low.
My success rate, okay, let me be honest. My success rate is like 60 something percent.
I refuse to believe that.
No, I'm dead. I'm so serious. No,
that's still good. That's still very close to 50-50.
Yeah, it's still close to 50-50.
Exactly. 60 something, right? Exactly. I didn't out here say 100. That'd be lying. See,
I have the skill of understanding human nature. So I don't need to deduce too much. I just have conversations and let people tell me what I need to hear. And then I leave.
I do not have that skill.
Yo, no. Hear this. Pause. I don't purposely go out there and just go stalk people now. Like that. On a random. Mm.
So like how come you can tell us the stats of how your searching rate go?
Okay, so honestly, this just happened. Because a time I was trying to find out some information on a particular person for somebody else.
Why didn't just ask the person?
Sometimes people lie. So you gotta listen. Here will lie.
You see, that's why I lie.
No. Some people out here are liars, all right? Every time somebody talks to me, I always take whatever they tell me with a grain of salt. Because people tell you what you want to hear. They tell you what they think they want you to believe or whatever the case may be.
Kayleen, so that's why I didn't ask the person. Kayleen, I love you, and I'm going to come marry you.
And here this now is a good thing I didn't ask the person, because after I found out the information, what? I sent it to the person who asked me. Guess what, ma?
They were lying
too. She went to go and ask. No. Yeah, they lied to her. She went to ask, you know, and the person was like, yeah, no, lied. And then she said, okay, bam, caught you. And yeah, that was the end of it.
So for me, my line is to ask someone's question, we just stop replying. Yeah. Mr. Boy, me job sleep. What am I going to talk about again?
You have no way for exit.
Plus sometimes you don't necessarily have to use social media sometimes to find out that. You can ask like somebody else, and you can like not directly ask the question, but you can indirectly ask a particular kind of thing, and some people might run like water. Sometimes they might not even have to run.
That's what I tell you, Timon. That's just understanding people. Because all you need to know is how to make them talk.
Yeah, it's not sometimes body language to play an important part too. Because sometimes somebody don't have to say anything. That's enough answer right there.
I purposely like move around with my body language to seem inconsistent.
Me too.
I don't want people to read my body language. So like sometimes I just move around, just do some stupid shit. Like lately, I've been talking about my hands a lot for absolutely no reason.
Bro, the first time I actually did that though is hear this fucking story. I'm tired, right? Oh, sorry, you say something cutting?
No, sorry. I was never.
Okay.
That's cutting, y'all. That's cutting.
Yeah, what's good about it? You good?
Oh, wow. Hi.
Hi, you good?
Heard from you in a long
time. You're cutting something up there tonight. Any advice?
What do you mean?
May wonder.
What do you mean?
Kaden been talking. Y'all didn't hear his voice?
I call Kaden name plenty time.
Plenty time.
No, y'all know what happened? Wait, y'all stop there. Who's K?
Khaled.
Who's K? Khaled, right? So where the hell is Kaden?
By everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Okay, okay. That's why.
Okay. I'm here.
Okay.
That makes sense, huh?
Yes.
Kaylin is still fascinated with them, them butter-skinned white dudes that they are, those like,
What? No, y'all. Let me be honest. Pause.
That was a phase.
Nah, she and Jenna like white men.
I don't know. No. Let me explain. Guys, I don't have a type. You could be from Turkey. You could literally be from South Africa.
What made you change?
Well, Kayleen, you need to do better than that. You need to have a type.
Yeah.
No. Let me clarify in terms of race and ethnicity.
What made you change your mind?
I don't really have.
Kayleen, what's a Chinese man?
No, it's always been like that, though.
Kayleen, you want a Chinese man?
Hold on.
No, y'all, I think I know why y'all think that I was obsessed with white people. You know what happened? I've watched a lot of movies and ended up like liking certain characters that certain actors played, and then ended up liking certain actors. So then it just always happened to be white. You understand?
None of the black actors then.
Zac Efron, Ashton Kutcher.
Kayleen raised this.
No, that guy named Chestnut. I like that guy named Chestnut. He's black and he's bald headed.
I don't even know what that is.
Horace Chestnut.
Go on to this guy, Idris Elba.
Yes, yeah. I love Idris Elba too.
I still don't believe because Mas, I don't know. You know what? I don't care. Idris Elba was the most handsome man.
He is. What do you mean? On the planet, because I've seen a combination.
I look in the mirror every day and I see somebody that more handsome than him.
He's wanted. Okay. Not the most handsome.
Let's ignore him.
No, not the most handsome in the world, but one of them.
I feel like I am top five.
Yeah. Come on, Janelle, come for Fenty case because she say the whole white man thing was never a thing.
That's a lie. Also, Janelle telling me so, she self.
She just never want you.
And that.
Oh my god.
Instead of telling you she don't want you outright, she say, you know, my type is white.
It's white, yeah. She let me know smoothly. I see you.
Oh, you see, hey, oh, my bad now.
Wicked. But no, real talks, what made you change your mind, like typings and stuff? Like you went to the States and saw different people.
Who,
like,
me?
Yeah.
Kaylee Woody, they're an
you,
Indian.
You clearly didn't hear one thing I said.
Kaylee Woody, they're an Indian, straight out of India.
You're talking about the famous Bollywood actors? Yeah,
no, just to. Regular guys.
Just a regular guy from India.
I don't know that person. That's like asking me if I'd date a white dude.
You don't know the famous people either.
That's like saying, would you date a white dude from... Worcestershire, England. I don't know those people there. I don't know those
okay,
people.
But Kayleen,
the hell?
Listen. You're saying you're trying to do. You're trying to trap me. Racist.
No, you can't trap me.
Okay.
You can't trap me.
No, there's no traps.
I'm not racist. Wait, he just said, what he just say?
Nothing. I'm trying to trap you.
Go ahead.
Why are you worried about
it? Let's see if you can trap me. No. Go ahead, continue.
It was no trap. It was just a simple question. Because you're saying, like, the type of guys that you grew up watching on TV is where you kind of, like...
Yeah, because I watch the majority in, right? White movies. Mm-hmm. You understand? With occasional black ones. So, obviously, majority of my celebrity crushes are going to be white, right? Mm.
I never really watch any black movie other than the porn.
Okay.
And that's just not my type of woman.
But you changed your mind along the way. Like, after you done watch all this TV,
no,
you went to...
I...
In the real world.
That's what I'm trying to tell
you. So
you
still like white people alone?
I like a combination. I just told you I don't have a type based on race and ethnicity.
Am I not
majority? Yeah, listen, no, let me continue.
Okay.
Majority of my celebrity crushes are white because obviously a lot of stuff that I watched were white people. A lot of white people. A lot of movies I consumed were white. So I had a lot of white crushes. Even when it came to music, a lot of the music that I listened to, it was white acts.
Yeah, girl, you go to school and sit down with niggas every day.
I didn't like the white people on TV.
Because none of y'all look good. Yeah, none of y'all was interested in that. None of y'all.
But that's crazy.
No pause. Except for that one person.
Mm-hmm. But they'll wait for Shino. This is so. Because she had a crush on what he named.
Kaden, you were like 83
Josh pounds. Lewis.
She didn't like you. Evron, you had titties.
She didn't have a crush on Joshua.
Timon.
Yeah.
Wow. Timon, you would have built weird.
since third form.
Timon, they did chat too low, but Joshua, she
around
heard.
Around that time.
No, she said the boy what? Camel foot.
Yo, I still can't forget one day in the man day to my yard. And I'm just cool out in the living room now. And no man's just a cool up and chair. This is going cool. TV never even on. I think I just did text. And like, but look around the room, right? I'm gonna see Joshua. Joshua leg open, right? And Joshua have a half an anaconda. They just funny. Leg just sprawl out. So we look wait. In the condom, yeah. I'm gonna see Timon look. In the condom, yeah. I'm gonna see Timon look right. And then Timon panic and all. So I'm like, okay, I'll see that too. Brian, like, what that man look at? So, see, Brian, look wrong. Brian, like, buzzing my eye open and he look with too.
No, but I have a question. Timon, did I ever say out of my mouth that my preference was white?
Yes.
You didn't have to say
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
But she did.
You see, that's where
nah, you're nah, nah, but she did.
Your own interpretations
but she did.
And things
but
you
did.
I never did. Timon, don't be a liar. Don't be a liar.
In my head, big.
Let me continue with what I was saying now. Mm-hmm. Majority of the things I consume were white. Music, just, it was white.
White culture.
The black ones, the black and in, I watch a lot of Bollywood, well, yeah, I watch a lot of Bollywood movies, but compared to the modern movies that I watched that were like, that star, like American actors or like people from Europe or somewhere, it was white. But I never once had like a preference per se. It just so happened that majority of my celebrity crushes were white. But I had a few black ones based on like movies I watched with black actors.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know how else to explain that to you.
I feel like you're telling me your origin story.
Huh? No, I'm trying to explain that y'all put y'all own interpretations of something y'all didn't understand.
Didn't understand.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think
we really wanted to understand it, so, you know. it's just something you noticed.
Clearly, like, okay. Because y'all out here chatting rubbish. Y'all didn't get to understand because y'all out here chatting rubbish, clearly.
That's fire.
Well, I'm clearing the air now since y'all are saying a particular thing that kind of isn't really the
I would like to apologize to all the women. Ah, fuck it. It's,
you don't have to apologize. Bro, what are you talking about?
I just remember my intro.
Just relax.
You just have to say deal with it.
Okay, all right. I feel like, okay, so what I'm understanding from this whole thing, Kayleen, right, just hear me out, is you never told anybody that you're into white guys. Everything that we were seeing was false. We were just seeing 60% of what you were showing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that 60-something% was white, right? No,
because of the stuff I consume.
Mm-hmm. The other ones weren't nothing to talk about because they weren't that popular and everybody didn't see the type of other races that you were into. So you were into K-pop, you were into Bollywood actors, you were into black actors.
But, yes.
I get it.
Yeah.
However, if you're walking on the street and there's 5 different races.
Who I'm running to first? That don't make no sense.
No, you see, I should just assume.
Who, what race? No, sorry. Timon, no, you're right. I didn't make you finish. Timon, okay. I didn't make you finish. Start Thank over you. And continue. Sorry.
So there's 5 guys, you know, walking down this road of different ethnicities and stuff like that, right? And each of these guys come talk to you and introduce themselves because you stand up at the bus stop waiting and they say, she looks like she's fun. She's wearing them high, what do you call them shoes? High wedge, whatever.
Platforms.
Those platform shoes. Mm-hmm. And they're admiring the shoes and asking you, like, where you get those? Because they want to buy some for their friends, whatever.
New rock.
While you're there talking to them, you're just like, all these guys are handsome. Mm-hmm. But you can't ask all of them out because that would just be wild.
Yes, you can.
I mean, you kind of could. She I'm not sleeping with anybody.
But like,
yeah, I'm not sleeping with none of them.
Would you?
So, yeah, I have.
All of them?
I have.
You'd ask all those guys at the bus stop that checking out your shoes out.
No. Let me rephrase.
Whoever Remember Kayleen is a girl, but Kayleen ain't go ask.
Whoever piqued my interest.
Okay.
No, I have. I actually have. I'm not a scaredy cat.
So who are you going
Sometimes
to first?
I see what I like and I go up.
The white guy, obviously.
Yeah, who are you going to talk to first and say, like, let me try?
Yeah, don't mix. Whoever made the best impact.
No, but they all heard each other's line and saw your reaction and gave you the same thing.
Out of the 10, there might be 6 of them who's just fine guys. Whatever it was.
Sit him on. This ain't gonna work. This ain't gonna work because, yeah, they kind of need faces.
I'm being honest and y'all out here think, what? Give me a face. Like, okay, Henry Cab. Okay, you're right. Henry Cavill, the chestnut guy, Jimin. I'm naming one from each race, right? Okay, so I choose.
So like she break over there, boy.
Y'all giggle over there.
I choose Henry Cavill first. He's white. Then Jimin. He's Asian. Then chestnut. He's black.
Damn, chess. We third. You know that what did they call it? Second rate citizen, third rate citizen,
no,
or something.
Idris Elba. No, pause. Henry Cavill, Idris Elba, then Jimin. So that's white, black, Asian. Because I want to choose somebody else. I don't want to use chestnut. I want to use Idris. Shoot, I can't remember an Indian actor.
Chestnut look like a rat to me.
The bald headed.
He look like a bald headed rat. Like a mouse, you know, because a mouse sound cute.
I got another one. What is that? Who's that guy that I call Power? Is Power
Ghost?
The lead guy. Go- what's his name? The black man. Okay, okay. Whoever that guy is. Okay, so
I feel like Chestnut would have been a better option than that one.
But he attracted to me. He kind of looked better than Chestnut.
Okay, so mostly black is on your list because
it's she's just replacing the black men. She replacing the black man. Asian man was before that black man. Remember that now?
Mm-hmm. Because Chestnut do come third place. But Idris Elba, if we're doing Idris Elba comes second place.
What if Chestnut has on platforms as the game points to second? I don't know.
I didn't no buy no platforms.
I don't know.
I see what you're trying.
No, you know what? Honestly, I can't visualize him in that, but I have seen like some great black dressers.
Okay.
Like they can, males who can dress. Like, I don't know if you know that guy.
If I get some platforms, I could wear like a kilt with it, right? You don't think it would go nice
with a skirt? Yeah.
No, y'all. Want to know a black guy that can really dress? That y'all probably might be thrown off by his style, but I would dead ass go with him in whatever he's wearing. The guy on Instagram named Wisdom, WISDM. Like, his clothes may be bizarre to you guys, but I like that.
Search out.
WISDM. It's supposed to be a blue tick. WISDM, Wisdom Kane, Kate, or something like that.
I am going to judge you from this, you know. I'm going to judge you from this.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It's gonna
get... What are you going to give me, brownie points or something? What am I getting from this judge? What?
Wisdom?
Wisdom Kate. K-A-Y-E. His Instagram handle is W. His Instagram handle is WISDM.
Yeah, I can see anything.
WISDM.
I can see things. Good.
Yeah, DM.
Actually, come out to his pictures and just scroll down. And he don't look like any spectacular dresser. He just look like a model.
He's not. I don't think he's a model. He's like a content creator.
Boy, I'm not seeing this person.
Check your screen. Profile, check your screen.
Wisdom K. Wisdom K. Model.
Just type in WIS.
Then my probably on phone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you're good.
You see how how he dresses? That I like stuff like that.
That's just a model.
Yeah,
no, he's not. He's a content creator.
Where's the?
I just said that.
Okay. So,
just a model and.
No, it's not.
Okay, he's a content creator that's modeling. You can agree with that?
No, he's just a content creator and he gets gifted stuff by famous, what do you call it, brands. And then he'll wear it to promote their stuff so people will buy.
So he's not modeling the clothes, he's just wearing them?
No, not yet. He wants to be in like a big time magazine.
So he's portraying a model?
He's not a model yet. Yes, he's a content creator.
Kayleen.
Okay, you know what? Goodbye.
I just realized.
That's just when I realized, oh, wait, I'm chatting rubbish.
He's not a professional model, but he's modeling.
Yeah.
This is not.
Y'all like how he's dressed? What y'all think about that?
You like alternative guys. Kayleen, I feel like you would date a bisexual man.
No, I don't. No,
I feel like you would date a bisexual man love men more than women.
Let me hear your thought, Kaylee. No. Defend yourself.
I don't appreciate what he named me. That
right there is high fashion that you don't wear in the fucking streets.
Yeah.
Unless you're in Japan.
Unless you're in Japan. And even in Japan, they don't dress that outlandish. They dress really fucking nice, but not outlandish like that. That is high fashion shit that you wear walking down the little runway for absolutely no reason, because who the fuck buying that shit? Actually, you know what? For when they're going on the red carpet.
Never been to Japan.
I couldn't give you
a... chatting like you've been to Japan.
No. What you know about my life?
Japan. You've never been to Japan.
You've been to Japan.
What you know about my life?
Oh, yeah. Chinatown.
Surprise me.
This man just talked on a whole group of people he don't know nothing.
Was that
about.
Khaled?
Because he's trying to prove a point.
The man get a half a million likes.
Anyways, no.
Kayleen, you know what? You know,
let me.
Kayleen, no, I'm going to go station in Japan, and then when I go station in Japan, I'ma have a different conversation with you.
Nope,
I don't want to talk anymore.
No, wait, I'm going back to what Jaron just said. This guy just said,
the ship don't sail now.
Hey, I'm here.
Huh?
The ship don't sail.
I'm here. Go ahead.
I'm going to say the ship sailed.
No, because if he say that, then y'all need to type in Henry Cavill. Type in H-E-N.
Oh, no, Henry Cavill.
R-Y. Okay, then, hush him out now.
Henry Cavill is not a handsome man.
I don't care what you say.
Who's the guy from The Witcher?
Yes, I'm Superman. And Tudors before that, before everybody.
And what?
Superman. Tudors. T-U-D-O-R-S. It's a show.
Okay. Henry Cavill though got no damn legs. Tell him go squat.
You know something? I forgot to put Dwayne Johnson on the list.
Dwayne
Johnson is on the list. If Dwayne Johnson is on the list, it's a tie between him and Henry Cavill. Roman Reigns from WWE, yes. If Roman Reigns from WWE is on that list, literally a tie between Henry Cavill, Dwayne Johnson,
okay, and Roman Reigns. Kayleen, I don't want to be judging men, right? I don't want to be judging men. But Kayleen, you really put The Rock over Morris Chestnut.
Yes. Every day, any day, all day.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Morris Chestnut is a handsome guy, you know, and Idris Elba is also a handsome guy.
As men, we realized that something was flawed.
Yeah.
I have a question. I have a question. What's wrong with Dwayne Johnson?
Nothing.
He looked like a tall bullet.
Well, he just...
Exactly.
Unrealistic. He might look like a tall bullet.
Okay. Take Dwayne Johnson out the list. Y'all know who Roman Reigns is.
Why would you? Why? No. We can't just take him out the list because he topped the list.
Yeah.
He forever will. We know who Roman Reigns is.
I'm not going back on those words.
Roman Reigns is a white man with the long WWE. Hair.
No, yes. He's not. He's more. What do you call it? I can't remember. But he's not white.
Or like
someone of those Pacific Islanders.
Yeah, but one of those.
Listen, Roman.
Don't disrespect Roman Reigns now.
He honestly looking more white than Samoan or whatever.
But that's how they look. It's his features.
That's how they look though.
And that's some beastly man, maybe by birth.
No, bro. Samoans are usually more tan, bro.
Bro, he not living the Samoan life. You don't have a reason to be tan.
My living.
So then a white man.
No, he's not. Don't be ignorant now.
His father was white.
I feel like
you know what? I'm not even gonna entertain the conversation.
Then my car have a search the man lineage.
Wait, you think Chestnut look better than Dwayne?
I am not going
really
into
don't
this
know.
Conversation.
They just look like but, men.
Yes.
It's like some of them dress well. Some of them look fit. Some of them have like chiseled face, but they just look like men with good fashion.
Personally, like Morris Chestnut, like as a man, right? I can appreciate like he is a handsome dude. He's a like oh my god, nice dark skin.
Can you just say that nigga ugly?
No. I said he look like a mouse.
You said he look like a mouse or something.
Yeah, in comparison to everybody else on your list, like The Rock shouldn't have been on there. And
bro, because that man look like a bullet. Man literally look like a bullet.
Yeah, he literally looked like he you ever watch X-Men, bro, that guy that had run for wall and like broke the wall. Juggernaut?
Yes.
That's what his name is. That's how he was. Like that kind of
where you?
Antigua.
Antigua. Yeah, right now. Yeah.
You're as slow as she would.
When she did the deuce, where you there?
Antigua had him someday.
Oh, where you live in?
Ohio.
Centerville, Ohio.
Kayleen, how was Ohio?
Bruh. White, redneck, racist, pennies. Those are all the words that describe it.
Say like pennies.
I switched to pennies.
Pennies. Yeah, pennies. Pennies.
Okay.
Was it cheap over there?
Huh? Was it what?
Was it cheap over there? Because I know they, I know, like, I've been paying attention to.
I don't know.
They say they have, like, one of the highest uneducated rates or some shit like that. And so I'm like, okay, then it's probably cheap.
I feel like I actually, compared to New York, it might be cheap.
Everything is cheap compared to New York.
I used to go to Walmart and buy, like, those big bottles of soda there for, like, 60 something cents.
Ras Clat.
Yeah, and like
I didn't even drink soda, but that impressed me.
I spent like $2 on like, you know, the wheat sliced bread and stuff like that. $2-$3 on wheat sliced bread. Like, yeah, I think it was cheaper than
drink soda, but that
New York.
Impressed me.
Because I would normally be in between like Centerville, Ohio, and like Bronx, New York.
Dirty Bronx.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'd rather be over Ohio any day, man. Ohio was stressing me out. I hate them people.
All right, I'm going to share some audio with y'all from Instagram. Yeah, so it says, most women don't take criticism well, right? And then the video.
Criticism real, right? So even if she asks you something, let's say, you know what? Are you making me happy? And I look at you and say, no, you're not. You're not doing this. I feel like your cooking is not that good. I feel like I'm not getting sex as frequently as I would like or as frequently as you advertised when we were in the dating stage. I feel like you are not that attentive to me and things that you don't benefit from. I feel like, you know, X, Y, Z, a man get to laying that shit out to most women. If we're going to be honest, she going to, like, all she heard is what I'm not doing. And typically how that goes is it gets flipped immediately. Oh, yeah, well, when you do this or with what you doing, instead of actually taking the criticism that a man's giving you, going back to work on it and implementing it into the relationship like men have to do. So that's why I feel like the disconnect is women talk like it's very easy for this man to just communicate what you're not doing and I'll go fix it. That's not the case.
See, I believe that. Women don't take criticism well.
They get defensive, personally. It's my opinion.
What are your thoughts on that, Kayleen?
I think it's a tie. Maybe
go down in the comments. Go down in the comments. Go ahead, talk, Kayleen, but I'm reading the comments.
I feel like it's not like men and women. I think it's just humans in general have a hard time honestly, I'm just talking based on like what I've noticed.
I ain't even lie. I truly feel like, sorry, Kayleen, I feel like it's black people now. Instead of just saying women, I feel like it's black people because I know white people take criticism a lot better than us.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
They're just not ignorant. They're not as ignorant.
Black people don't like to be told what to do. I feel like it's humans in general. Like people become really defensive when you're giving criticism, and sometimes I'm not gonna lie, some people, I'm not talking about sugarcoating now, I feel like, you know, sometimes you need to just say what it is instead of sugarcoating and trying to blah 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 blah. But sometimes there are occasions where people will say a particular thing and it's the way they say it, you understand? Sometimes it's just the way you say something. Like maybe somebody grew up, for example, maybe somebody grew up in a household where they wear shoes inside. So they come to your house and they start to wear shoes inside. You can't just attack them and be like, take off your shoes outside.
Just don't wear no shoes in my house.
Don't wear your shoes in my house, blah, 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 blah. You know, maybe you need to come. Well, I see you have on your shoes, but we don't wear shoes in this house. I'm going to need you to leave it on the gallery. You understand? So I don't know. I feel like it's human nature.
I don't know. I think I take criticism pretty well.
I think I take criticism well, too. I'm still thinking about
it. Highly debatable.
Me, it depends.
How about you, Kali?
I can definitely take...
Honestly, it really matters to me. You can't say what you want.
I think I take criticism well, but then when the argument spark, I get ignorant.
Okay, I have one more video from this ridiculous addiction. It's TikTok.
I'm addicted to orange.
The color or the fruit? No.
I was going to say Marcus, but it took me too long.
The whole time I was seeing him, I was kind of just using it as a psychology experiment, and I didn't really like the guy. I more just wanted to see if I could break his heart. And it was fun.
So did you break his heart then?
Just a wee bit. I hope I did a little damage.
Wow. Okay. Why do you hope that you did a little damage?
Just, I like humbling men.
You like humbling men?
Yeah. It's like my pastime.
Your pastime is humbling men? Mm-hmm. You do work at a strip club, so. Do you humble men there?
No, I take their money.
Ain't no stripper humbling me.
Yeah, so my thing is, right, I don't know if y'all ever heard this, but...
She looked dingy.
Right, but my thing is, right, at some point I got curious about what that whole idea about cheating would be like, right? And I said, you know what, one day I hope I could get cheat on somebody, right? But
you want to cheat or get cheated on?
Both for the experience.
I hope both happen to Timana. I want both of them to happen to him so he can, you know, do what he doing.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying,
but also have a feel. Yeah,
I feel like you're saying it, but that's what I want.
I feel like that's...
So I don't understand what happened.
I'm agreeing.
No, no, it's
agreeing.
Okay.
I'm saying you. Oh my god.
I feel like she was saying it like, yeah, I want that shit to happen. She's like, feel. But I'm like, nah.
We just spoke on criticism, and both y'all getting defensive.
No, it's
the audio came in late. I didn't hear Timon say both.
Okay.
So by the time it came over and he said it, then I realized, and then I just added my two cents onto it you can feel what.
So Kayleen, we're all up to speed. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Remind me back in school.
Continue.
So yeah, I got curious about it because I'm just like,
Not gonna easy, no.
I feel so bad that I've experienced it. So I wonder, like, everybody feels something differently. Everybody experiences it different, right?
I don't want it.
Not gonna easy.
I know it's a crazy thing to want, right? But my thing is,
14. Me dega bang a girl, no, cause she knuckle me.
You can't just cheat on anybody and feel the severity of it.
You're probably gonna have to find somebody who's really hooked on you and cheat on them, and then maybe
test what
a person.
No, you continue speaking. Go ahead.
No, Timon, I was saying, I was saying, Timon will get the effect that he wants. Oh, shit, I'm right.
Sorry,
I was going to say, Timon would get the perfect, like, I feel like he needs to find somebody who is, like, hooked on, like, him, and then do it, right? And then, I guess he'll...
That's not going to work.
It's not like...
No, wait.
Let me get back on that topic before y'all come judge me real quick.
Okay, you're right. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not judging you.
No, I'm just saying. It's one of those things that I know I would be able to do, but I'm very curious about it. Because I feel like if I hurt somebody, I'm going to hurt myself. I don't know. But the thing is, you can't just cheat on anybody because it's not going to hit the same. It has to be somebody I care about. And I don't think... Right. Like, just imagine. I'm in a situation where I meet the love of my life. This person, I feel like this is it, right? And this is the only opportunity I'll ever get to cheat and actually be a meaningful cheat that would give me pain, her pain, and we all suffer. But I couldn't take that risk. And it's the only time. Because if anything else after that, it's not going to be the same.
Tell you just so you couldn't take it if you didn't try it.
I know, right? That's the dilemma.
Keep your lesson. Possibilities are always open.
But that's the dilemma. Do you really want to risk it when you find it? But that's the only condition that you can really take it on the to free.
But hey, listener, you don't think you'll have like at least two like occasions where you don't think you have two like different. Okay, how do I explain this? I don't know why I'm having brain fog right now.
Kaylin, what you're saying, people get two free cheats?
No. You know, like you like two situations where Timon is with someone that he really loves that really loves him.
I don't think it'll happen twice.
He don't think like there'll be two in a lifetime opportunities, so he can do it the first time, experience that whole thing, and then that's out the waters. He heal, fix himself, and then maybe find someone. This is just wishful thinking, right?
That's why it's wishful thinking.
It's it's
John. Is that something tough. You want to experiment?
Nah, he already got cheated on.
Oh, don't worry about me, man. Yeah, but me, yeah, get for me first knuckle
in
40,
high school or something.
Yeah. Yeah, last year, but they think about for drinks on knuckle punch now, but I realize you know that serious.
I have a question. What is knuckle punch?
Fucking break fluid.
There's no way you was gonna kill yourself over some lame.
Hold on. Oh. Go to school. I'ma see the girl, right? And boss, no, you didn't even understand. No, you didn't even understand, right? Kayleen, and I understand.
I don't.
The man, so, he saw on a weekend and saw love. Okay.
Mm-mm. Sorry. But he goes to school, right? I'm a cool out for me partner, dog. And then for me catty come over now. And for me catty come give me a hug. So now me hug the girl. I'm going to go out cool. I'm going to come back to my partner. I'm going to say, yeah, me, I just continue our conversation. I'm going to say, rah, swole. Boy, yeah, they killed that. I'm saying, what are you talking about? And I say, oh, nothing, boss. So what the fuck? Boy, I'm going to go over to the girl now. Oh, I'm gonna go to the girl. I'm gonna see the girl has some purple hickey punch your fucking neck. Purple! Really? Hickey come red. You know, for the hickey for come purple, you have for something on that neck for about 10 minutes. Right.
Yo! Check the man jab blood or so, no?
But he half a taste blood. But some big purple hickey punch, and she try to cover him with makeup now. But you can't hide the bruise. Boss, we made furious now. We made real furious, boss. But you know, I mean, when we have to control myself, I'm in day school still. Broke my heart.
Oh man, great
boy, like.
I'm surprised you didn't try to get back a turn some weird way.
Don't worry about me, man.
Yeah, so I still find it strange that this other girl out here living her life cheating and doing all this stuff, and nobody find it that weird. They find that she's out here actually messing with guys' mind as an experiment. Wild.
That's fucked up. That's not funny.
Yeah, but she's still out here doing that shit.
Regardless.
How you think she really feel inside, like her soul?
Yeah.
She don't have one.
But she get maybe.
Honestly, I feel like she gets some kind of satisfaction from it because of the way she's talking about it, so cavalier, so casual. And
it can
hurt, bro. Somebody definitely
I feel like somebody
touched her when
did
she was
something,
a kid. Somebody touched
that,
her when she was
like,
a kid.
Yeah, everybody else gonna pay.
Well, somebody touched her when she was a kid. No, that's really what it is. Because somebody made her feel powerless.
You was there.
No, she tried to hurt.
You was there?
Yes, I was.
How you doing?
I was there.
No, what the fuck?
Nah.
No, but sometimes a fact, well, what Jaina say, sometimes what you know. You know what I mean? Well, so sometimes they try for take that as fuel for them for hurt back male. You know what I mean? Because them are no way mean for be loved, because when they go to their situation, they never feel loved.
No, they take control, they take power in like hurting the men, can make them feel fall for them and all type of things. That's really, bro, it's Timon, human psychology is very fucking, it's simple now. And when you talk to people, you talk to them long enough, you can get into their past, you can hear how they got fucking hurt. Boss, I really miss the school that I was, actually, I don't really miss it that much. Because there was so many hurt people there, and there was so many people who have absolutely no reason to be hurt, because as far as they talk and how they, like, what they say about their life, it's not like you just fucking ignorant. Like, you don't really have a problem, though. The problem is you.
Hey, the worst thing that ever happened to somebody is the worst thing that ever happened to them, though.
True.
So,
true.
I get it, subjective, but you're just fucking ignorant. Because I can tell you this now. I had no reason to be bad. Because I'm looking back now, yes, I didn't have the perfect childhood. I came from a very dysfunctional family, but I did not have any reason to be bad because I was not hungry. And I got clothes. I got everything that I really wanted. Well, that I needed. I just didn't get what I wanted. And that was my issue.
Say, boy, John, come on school with that freaking Jordan. Is that tell you how fast you look?
No, boy, may have things real. No.
I didn't even know they made those. Then there was the extra rear.
I don't know about that either. I didn't know about that either. Because I broke everything.
No, hold on, dog. Just think about this. John, I run down the road. Shoo! And then he stand up and check his shoes. Oh boy, me fast!
I can see John do that.
Baz, you can see, right?
Honestly, if that was a thing, I would be a runner to this day. Because, like, bro, I started doing track, right? And then because I asked
for shoes.
We asked Phyllis one pair of shoes. Phyllis tell me she now buy them. She the reason I was doing track. I said, okay, me not go track anymore.
Simple.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I really had no reason, you know. Like, my cousins, they were less fortunate than me. And, you know, they probably had a reason to be bad. It wasn't that serious because they weren't that less fortunate. But fuck, I'm just bad for no reason.
Bro, it's funny that you said that now, because that's one of the reasons why I never got into sports. At time, I was going to do something. I think Jordan and I was playing football on Saturday. On the court or something. I'm saying, oh, my mom, I'm going to play football. He's like, nah, you don't play football on the Sabbath. I said, all right, bet. But then they were having some kind of competition somewhere else. And he's like, no, Christians don't do that. So I'm saying, what the fuck? Yeah. Hey, Christians. What I mean? He's like, no, they don't participate in competition because it breeds some other shit. So I was like, so what the point of me playing sports for? If it's against God's will because everything happened on a Friday night or a Saturday.
Mas, competition breeds healthy, like, it breeds a healthy confidence in people. But so you really have to win. This everybody need to win shit is that's no, I need to feel superior. And then when you win and you feel superior, I need to feel down and say, you know what, I want to be like this nigga. I want to be superior. Now, me missing days when I had a pink spike. Those are the fucking days.
Right, so I had a pink spike.
Yeah.
Oh, you live. Holly, darling, please stop.